The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:05 in the morning here on the 9th of May, 2019. And the news always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's what they are. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm here, of course, with It's Thursday. I'm here. My girl's back.
I love Thursday morning.
Let me ask you. When you were down in Mexico during Cinco de Mayo, did you lean your head back in the chair in the bar and they were pouring tequila in with one bottle and the mix in with the other at the same time blowing a whistle and then they'd shake your head to mix it up?
No, I didn't do that.
Are you sure you were in Mexico?
I missed that.
You've never done that?
No.
You've never done that?
No.
Barry has.
Yeah?
I invented it.
They do it over at the Asphalt Cowboys place.
Well, you guys will have to show me that before next.
Because you want an Asphalt Cowboys, margarita.
Okay.
You have to sit down, you lean your head back over the back of the chair, you open your mouth, and they pour them both in at the same time while they're blowing a whistle, maybe squeeze a little lime in, and then take your head and shake it.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds horrible.
Her ears are kind of small.
Which is why
it's kind of hard to hang on to.
Which is why Asphalt Cowboys all have big ears.
Well, there you go. You just learn something every day, don't you? Hey, you know what? It's going to get a little warm today. Today's going to be 91 degrees with a low of 62. Very sunny and breezy. High tomorrow of 91, low of 59. Saturday, high of 91, low of 62. On Sunday, 89, a low of 61. So we're going to kind of stay away from that 100-degree mark for a while yet, just in the low 90s. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Hey, you know what? It's rodeo week starts next week, except it's already started. We have Barry Weisswasser in here from the Asphalt Cowboys.
Good morning.
I said it right.
You did say it right.
Here we go, buddy.
It kind of shocked me.
Oh, come on. And everybody knows that Weisswasser in German means whitewater. So, obviously, you know, at some point back in your history, you guys either lived along a river. Maybe you were millers. You know, that, you know, the water was coming in. It was, you know, grinding, which is, you know, better than be named a Weisswasser, you know, rye.
Or, you know, like yellow water.
Yellow water, which could have meant anything.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's the same color as your shirt, so we're on.
Okay,
a lot of things going on.
A lot of things going on. Last Sunday, Cinco de Mayo, we had our top hand dinner. I didn't know Riverview Country Club had made such good tacos.
Oh, my God.
But anyways, we had a great top hand dinner. You know, that's kind of our awards banquet for the year. And then another change-up. Tomorrow night at Buckaroo Flats, which is in front of the Asphalt Cowboy Clubhouse, we're having our world-famous street dance with the band California Country coming in to play for us, and we're going to have a lot of fun there. It is tomorrow night,
Okay.
And then we got the Cottonwood Parade on Saturday. Saturday night is the Rodeo Association Steak Feed, which a bunch of us are going to be there. And, of course, hundreds of people from around Reading.
All of our very best friends.
Oh, absolutely. But you get to see a lot more of your best friends at our pancake breakfast on Friday, May 17th. I just wanted to plug that.
A week from tomorrow. And hey, guess what? We're going to be giving away some tickets for that, too.
Awesome.
Don't call yet.
Okay, so Monday starts it out with our special Kids Day. Monday night is our chili cook-off, our quick draw contest.
I would like to say that Linda and I have been brought back after a couple of year absence due to having to have our stomachs resurfaced in there to be chili cook-off judges. And I tell you what, if you don't do anything else, but come on down, taste these and watch the Fast Gun and all these other things, watching Linda eat chili is just a hoot. Because, you know, depending on the severity of the chili means is, you know, the faces this woman makes sometimes. Mm. And, you know, I, of course, after all this time, I could, you know, if you could dip up, you know, you could dip a piece of horse meat in chili sauce and I'll eat it. All right.
Sure. Of
course. It might even get up into the top five. But this is just a great event. And this on this Monday. Plus, you know, kind of really that Monday, you've all these other things going on. Really, I mean, that's the first day.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this, I got to say, the special kids day is pretty much.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
That's the, well, the most emotional for most of us, except the guys of no heart. There are a few of those.
I can't believe
but,
it.
But, you know, most of us, it's just a great event. We're also going to have a cornhole tournament. I know. And it's going to be, it's $40 a team. And
really, I thought it usually cost more than that.
I've never played it myself, but that's okay. Being an old sailor, I shied away from those events. But anyway, we're also going to have a band down there.
Uh-huh.
And it's called Double Crossed. They're going to be playing a little music for a couple hours down there. Okay. So it's going to be a great event for everybody. It's everything's free. Well, wait a minute. The music and the quick draw contest are free. If you join the tournament, that costs something, $40 a team. And then I think the chili tasting is free, and you buy tickets for voting purposes.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But it's just a great fun.
Your friends come down and spend $100 on tickets, even if they don't eat it.
Yeah, because that's the people's choice.
That's people's choice.
That's right. You know, this goes on all week long, and everybody needs to get a copy of the program, because this is something it's a whole week of being a part of this community that is such a tradition steeped in foreverness. You just got to do it. I mean, you just got to get in there and go with it.
It is. You know,
you spend the whole week.
It's going on for 66 years.
Yeah.
You know, people say, why do you wear those colors, yellow and green? And we say, that's our tradition. You know, why do you guys carry guns on bank holdup day? And we're chasing the bad guys. You got to have a gun.
Well, and you know, we've been through so much with that, where there was a period where nobody wanted us to do that, and I was so proud of this community that we kind of said, yeah, well, not so much. That's what we do, and we're going to go with it.
Right,
if you don't
exactly.
like it, stand back and be aware we're going to do it, and I went, yes.
And it's harmless fun.
It absolutely is.
They stopped it, though, right?
1 year.
Oh, they just stopped it for
1 year? They didn't shoot the bullet.
Do you still
remember?
Walk? Do you still drive around shooting?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, but yeah, you're right.
I think one year, you didn't know it?
That might have been a long time. I've been in for 20 years, and I don't remember a year.
Okay,
that
anyway,
we
the bank
that,
robbery
I know
is going to happen
about it.
Tuesday. That's right.
And we're going to be giving out, starting at 9 o'clock that morning, we're going to start giving out clues. We give clues every day until somebody discovers who it is.
Yep.
Who is it?
Yep.
Okay, I just want to start
to
ask.
If I told you, I'd have to kill myself.
Yep, that's true. Okay, now, after that, that's Wednesday. But that is the night, the beginning night of the bull riding. Professional bull riding, mutton busting, and barrel racing. But they have something at the end of this. They've got three bullfighters that come out and fight these bulls. And in the sense of they're teasing them and running around, and they get a big prize, whoever survives.
Oh, good. Like their life.
Yeah, their life. Yeah, you know, but they get graded on how they handle the bulls there.
But I also wanted to mention, on Tuesday, after the bank holdup that is allegedly going to happen, we will have bank and business judging. The Cowboys will go around and judge all the decorations that different businesses have done. And it's just a blast for everybody. So
That is. It's a full fun week of just something going on
all the
time.
Thursday is the rodeo.
Well, we'll have the breakfast set up right in Roaring Gulch. We'll set up everything, all the stoves, tables, chairs, everything.
We set up our stuff out there. We're ready to go. They got security out there.
And then Thursday evening.
Rodeo.
Is a kiddie pet parade.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, bring your kiddies down to the Mount Shasta Mall for the kiddie pet parade. They have pets of all natures.
There you go. Bring your pet boa.
They do.
They do.
Spiders.
Right. And then that night officially kicks off the
yes.
Reading Rodeo. That's the night. Okay.
That's
Thursday. Now, that'll be the first night that the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard will be here.
Good.
They get in on Wednesday, and they've got just a packed week. In the sense, I mean, they're going to the veterans' home, they're going to schools, they're doing everything. They're in the parade. They don't even have time for, every year they came in a day later this year because they were driving clear across the United States to get here for this. They love this rodeo. And so they're going to be here, of course, Thursday, Friday, Saturday rodeos, and then the Saturday parade. Mm-hmm. So that's the first night for them, too. We're very proud of the fact that they think the world of Reading, I mean, they can go anywhere. I mean, practically, they want. And we're not the largest, as we know, but this is always on their schedule.
Just the best.
That's great.
Yeah, it is. They really like
So Friday morning, of course, is our big pancake breakfast. Come one, come all. Hang around with 10,000 of your best friends.
It's great.
And I do want to drop a note for Campora Propane. Campora donates all the propane for not only the big breakfast, but for every event that we need propane for. They have donated for years, long before I ever got in the Cowboys. So, I just wanted to, how much we appreciate them.
Oh, that's good. They need to have a shout-out then.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. And then Saturday,
and Saturday's our parade.
That's right. You know, this is what I tell people when we used to announce that parade. I'd see people bringing their little kids, which is great, and their dogs. And I'd say, ma'am, at the end of this parade, these guys are going to come by and they're going to be shooting pistols. It's all blanks. Because Asphalt Cowboys, from what I understand, they always shoot blanks. But they have shotguns. And those shotguns, when you're inside on the city street, the echo reverberation. And people look at me like I'm crazy till you come around that far corner down there and then they're grabbing dogs and, the kids are like
holding the kids' ears.
Yeah.
Which
is great. It's great.
But everything's in fun. The parade is the culmination of the week, and it's everything's fun. Everybody come down and enjoy yourself.
You're going to have a great time. Okay.
It's officially summer away. When you got the Asphalt Cowboys official rodeo going on.
That's good. And I'm going to give away some tickets this morning. I'm going to give away two tickets this morning. I'm going to give away three sets of two, not today, but during this week for people. Or you can buy them from anybody with a yellow shirt. Now for $4.
Yep.
It's $5 at the day of the breakfast. And it hasn't changed. The price hasn't changed since I've been here.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. It was 3 years for about 20 years, and then we changed it about 10 or 12 years ago.
It's got to be, I've been here 12 years, and it's always been this price. Anyway, okay, Barry Weisswasser.
Thank you very much, guys. It's been a pleasure, as always.
As always.
And we're going to, somebody asked, the bullets are blank. They shoot, right? And I said, we hope so.
As far as I know.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a break here, but I want to talk about the Healthy Aging Fair, especially since Barry's here. It's going to be tomorrow, May 10th, from 9 to 2 p.m. at the Mount Shasta Mall. Now, Linda and I are going to be there on a live remote from 7 to 9 in the morning, and you're going to be hearing from all these different places that the Adult Day Health Care Center, Adult Protective Services, Vision and Hearing, Transportation, Skilled Nursing, Aging Life Care Management, Legal Services, Financial Services, this and many more. And we're going to be kind of like having people coming through on the show talking about these things. And like I said, we're going to be there from 7 to 9 in the morning, so come on down.
It's a great
show. See what's going on. Yeah, it is. They have free health screenings, passports, prize drawings. They have it all. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. I'll be right back after these messages. 7:19 in the morning right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a
Extreme Bulls, Bullfighters Only, Barrels, Chuck Wagon Races, and Kids Mutton Busting. Wednesday, May 15th, a bull riding returns to the Reading Rodeo sponsored by Crown Motors. Opening night is wild with extreme bull riding, matching the toughest bulls with top-notch competitors. Speed and grace with women's barrel racing, insane Chuck Wagon Racing, and Kids Mutton Busting. Count on Reading Rodeo for action-packed thrills and excitement. Book your tickets for Bull Riding Rodeo and Stake Feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation.
I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
Bulls, Bronx, Barrels, and the Bandit. Throw in Chuck Wagon Races, roping, bronc riding, and Kids Mutton Busting. It's another year of action-packed Reading Rodeo, May 15th through the 18th, as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets for bull riding, rodeo, and the annual stake feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Coors, Tri-Counties Bank, California Highway Patrol, Dignity Health, and Pendleton Whiskey.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Extreme Bulls, Bullfighters Only, Barrels, Chuck Wagon Races, and Kids Mutton Busting. Wednesday, May 15th, a bull riding returns to the Reading Rodeo sponsored by Crown Motors. Opening night is wild with extreme bull riding, matching the toughest bulls with top-notch competitors. Speed and grace with women's barrel racing, insane Chuck Wagon Racing, and Kids Mutton Busting. Count on Reading Rodeo for action-packed thrills and excitement. Book your tickets for Bull Riding Rodeo and Stake Feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
One thing you should always find, you got to saddle up your balls, you got to draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet
back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying, whiskey for my men and beer for my horses.
Okay. Hey, welcome back to
Love
Free
it.
Fire.
Oh,
you know, it's
cool.
Rodeo. It's rodeo time.
Week. Absolutely.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Sleep Number. You know, the people over at Sleep Number, you know, they continually strive to enhance the number one mattress in the country, according to J.D. Powers. And they do a number of different things. But now they're getting – one of the ways they do it is by having big sales. And this is the Memorial Day sale where Queen 360 Smart Bed started at only $9.99. My sleep number setting is 55 last night. It goes between 50 and 60, 65, something like that.
I'm pretty consistently 55 on my sleep number.
Your sleep number setting is 55. Linda's pretty consistent at 45 there. But you can, you know, but you can change it. And here's the thing. I don't care how what her, the firmness she wants on her side of the mattress, because I can – this is one of those times when you can sleep together a bit kind of individually.
Absolutely.
does that make sense?
Yeah, because that's, and that's the best part of that. Because before, you always argued about whether it was a hard mattress or a soft mattress. Sleep number, you can both have the best of both worlds.
Anyway, come in during the sleep number Memorial Day sale and save $1,000 on a new sleep number 360 special edition smart bed for temperature balancing comfort. Ooh, at an exceptional value. All this is sleep number, but you have to head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on into the sleep number store over there by the bottom of the shop and tell them Carl, Linda, and Trish sent you. And among all, I can name other people that you all know, but I don't think I should use their names in an ad like this. Even though they, on here, on the show, they said, well, I've got that.
Yeah.
And my kids have them, too.
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what's going on? You've been gone.
I know.
Did you feel safe down there in Mexico?
Yeah, where I'm at. I mean, you stay right close. I will say that it, with all the talk that we have going on about immigration and the problems that are going on in our communities and what have you, I think that we don't hear enough about the same kind of problems that they're having in Mexico from this influx of people from
Venezuela
and all of those other places, because they're having the same issues. And they're having, you know, at their southern border, they're having a huge problem. These communities are feeling it. You can't take care of all these extra people in your community. And I think I noticed that a lot when I was there this time. There was if you get out of the place right around the condo where we stay when we go to Puerto Vallarta, there's a lot more people out there, and there's a lot of stuff going on that we didn't notice the last time.
Did you see more police?
Yeah.
A much more presence.
But.
Well, it's because they've had shootouts and things like that there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a matter of time that it's going to be something happens down there. And when the police try to crack down on the drug cartels, at some point they're going to hit one of these places to tell the government, back off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't mean targeting
Americans, but they're just going to have a big gunfight there.
Yeah.
And you'll see that two big gunfights in the streets of Puerto Vallarta, and I'm not going to go there. I'll go someplace else.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you what, I wouldn't get in my car and drive down to Mexico. I don't think you can pay me enough money to do that.
I know people that do that.
I know. But I wouldn't feel safe out there on the roads by yourself and in between and around. And
many years ago, we used to do that, drive down to Guaymas, places like that.
Yeah. I have friends that do it every year.
Never had a problem. And people were friendly. We spent money. They were happy. We were happy.
Yeah. The other thing I would say about it is we talk about the poor families or poor people in the United States.
Right.
And No, we don't know poor here. I mean, we don't know poor when you look at the way some of these other countries live, and especially the third world countries, not so much Mexico, but even Mexico in the little.
Oh, sure.
They have nothing. I mean, a poor person in the United States has, you know, a phone, and the homeless have telephones and
computers
and all this kind of stuff.
You go back in Appalachia, some places back here, back on West Virginia, and some of these places, you'll see some really tough places back there.
Yeah.
But it's still
not.
It's not as bad as you see in these third world countries.
Oh.
I was just reading again about Operation Restore Hope. A general, he wasn't a general then, but a man I worked with was the commander for the 1MEF forces. And he died. So he was like 73, and he died. I didn't know he had died. And, it was a few years ago. I know it was last year he died. And I was just, I looked it up, story. And, I knew him, and I knew, what he had done and all this. But I was just totally, I was kind of surprised that he had died so young. It was a heart attack. But then I remember this guy was really intense. And when we were in Somalia, it was, he said to me, "I'm just enraged." And I looked at him, and his call sign was Rifle. And I went, "You don't look enraged, Rifle." He goes, "No, I'm enraged." And I went, "You don't look enraged." He goes, "Well, if I look enraged and I act enraged," he says, "nobody will listen to me because they're always just mad. You know, he's just saying that because he's mad." He says, "You never show it." I went, "Well, that's good. That's cool." So he kept it inside. So yeah. He's dead now.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, okay, so that explains the 73. And you were going where with that?
Well, I was just saying is that, yeah. You're looking at that and you talk about poor. When we were in Mogadishu and in Somalia, I mean, it was, you know, babies that weighed up, you know, that had been born, and this was, you know, a couple months later, and they'd been losing body weight since they were born. Mm-hmm. And the people dying of starvation and getting their water out of these rusted pipe, one rusted pipe for a village, and you look at the water supply, it's got a dead donkey in it, and they're just so beat down and so weak. Nobody could go out there and pull that donkey out of there. You know, so I had my Marines do it. Get the donkey out of the water, and I had corpsmen in there trying, we're giving shots and everything else, but only thing we did during Operation Restore Hope, we got the food to them, we got water, was we saved that generation. And then Clinton pulled us out of there. The Marines left. And then, of course, then you got into the Black Hawk Down incident and all this. But nothing's happened since then. They went right back to where they were.
Yeah.
But you can't imagine it, how bad these people live in so many parts of this world.
Yeah.
Until you've been there.
That's true. And I, you know, and as sad as all that is, we as the United States can't solve all of those problems, and all of those people can't come and live here. I don't even have a problem. I the immigration system, if the legal immigration system, I think is good. We need to bring those people in, but we need to go back to the thought process that they come into our country and become Americans.
Yeah.
And that's the problem that we've had with all of these people coming in and setting up their own separate little distinct things. And we we've done it right here in Shasta County by celebrating the difference. We keep celebrating their background.
That's okay to celebrate. As long as they've assimilated.
But they're not assimilated.
The people here in Shasta County have assimilated, though.
To some degree. Well, we have little pockets.
Well, there may be small pockets, but when you look at
But what I'm saying is that's the way it used to be. These people coming in now are not assimilating. They're getting into their little gangs and their places, and they're setting aside little areas where they control, and it's not good. I mean, it's not, you know, we need to make sure they're coming in here because they want to be, they need to assimilate and become Americans.
They should not migrate to our country. They should immigrate. And we should have a system set up that we can bring people in, and we bring them in that, you know, that doesn't take them 4 years to get them in here. You know, and there are special skills that people have, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, we're really running late this morning for some reason. But this something just came in. An illegal alien drunk driver killed 4 people in Sutter County. And he ran into a trailer where people were asleep. He'd been arrested before and ICE was not contacted. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Call about Trish Clark. This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 12th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, roast turkey, smoked salmon, and steamed clams with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults, $25 with River Club card. Children, $11. Kids 5 and under eat free. All ladies will be entered into a drawing for a $150 Wind River Retreat gift certificate. Reservations suggested. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For complete menu, download the Wind River app. It's better at the river. What would be great after a long day at the office? Meeting up with friends for drinks, laughs, booze, and giggles at a live comedy show. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino in Overtime as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy an amusing, knee-slapping good time with stand-up comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8, so grab your friends, head to Wind River Resort and Casino, and enjoy the show with different comedians each week. No cover charge. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Cleary's Restaurant has an important question.
Have you made your reservations for Mother's Day yet? Well, why not? We'll be open for Mother's Day serving brunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Chef Les has created a delicious menu, starting with a fresh fruit parfait and house-baked scones, followed by your choice of a plated brunch. Crab cakes egg benedict, blackberry oatmeal pancakes, and half-made corned beef hash, just to mention a few. Are you drooling yet? We'll be open for dinner as well from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m.
Cleary's Restaurant at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 241-4535 for your Mother's Day reservations.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5. FM and 1460 AM here, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by It's Hot. By the way, it's getting hot.
It is. It's going to be 91 degrees today.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. We can skip over the heating and go right to the air. They can work on any type of HVAC system that you've got out there. All their people have been to different schools, totally professional, voted best in the North State, a veteran-owned business. These are the people that come out and work on ours. They come in every 6 months, make sure everything's working, the filters are changed, air ducts are okay. And they do it well, and they do it quickly, and they do it at a really good price point. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air. And now we're sitting here with Carrie Carranza, and you are from the
Chester Regional Community Foundation.
There you go. I should have known that. I had it written down. and Carrie is the one in charge of after these fires are disasters and the money flows in, you and your people are in charge of making sure this money reaches the people that the money was raised for.
Sure, yeah. So when the car
among
fire
among other things.
Yes, absolutely.
Can you give us a little background of what you all do, though? I mean, before fires, what do you do, like, your day-to-day stuff?
Our normal job outside of disasters, sure. So at the Community Foundation, we're the savings account for the community. So the nonprofit organizations are the service providers and the checking account. Money comes in for their services. It goes out in the programs in which they deliver. With the Community Foundation, donors, organizations, businesses, individuals, whomever, establish funds, and then it's our job as the staff to take care of it for the long term, for the legacy as the checking account. So we help donors create their legacy through giving, and they can also participate in kind of a family foundation or a private foundation without the same amount of wealth and still have the same benefits, and we as the staff get to be their back office.
Okay. Now, when the car fire hit and the campfire hit, I know that the donations came in, just flowed in from probably all over the world. And how much was raised on that?
At the Community Foundation, we raised $4.5 million for the car fire relief.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the question is that, and we were talking to somebody the other day, and about 20% of that has been distributed. What's the process? What's the process for that? I mean, this isn't something you just, let's just give them $1 million. It doesn't work like that.
No, it's a pretty intense process, but it's deliberate on purpose because we are responsible for our donor dollars and their intent and their purpose. So we want to make sure that we're doing the right thing by them and making sure the recovery happens in the best way possible. Mm-hmm. So organizations across the Redding, Shasta County area create proposals and submit them to the Community Foundation for whatever they believe is going to be helpful for the relief efforts. We have a local panel made up of 8 individuals from our community. So it's our community members who are making the decisions on these grants. And we have representatives from city, county, healthcare, education. We have a survivor and other community members. And they look at the proposal. We vet them together and make decisions.
Okay. So say, can you give me an example of somebody that's lost their home? They have insurance. Can, even though they have insurance, can they come in if they find they don't have enough money? How does it work? How would I – okay, my house is burnt down. I thought it was insured, but now with all the new things we have to add onto the houses, mm-hmm. plus the cost of materials has gone mm-hmm. up and the cost of labor because there's no labor, there's no materials because so many other people down in the southern part mm-hmm. of California and Sacramento and up here. So I'm going to be short like – $12,000 just to get my house built, or even $20,000 just to get my house built. Do I turn to you all?
You would turn to the case managers. So okay. The case managers are run by Northern Valley Catholic Social Services, and they are doing a phenomenal job. So you'll be assigned a case manager who will walk alongside you to help meet whatever needs you might have, which would look very different perhaps than your neighbor or someone else across the street.
Sure.
So whether it's a full rebuild, because perhaps you didn't have insurance, or you just need a little bit extra because permit fees are so much more expensive. Mm-hmm. Fire suppression units are now mandatory. Those are big ticket items that perhaps weren't built into your insurance costs.
New types of toilets, new types of, at least you
Absolutely.
Don't have to do the solar. They were going to make you do solar,
mm-hmm.
but they're not going to make you do that. You don't have to pay more. You don't have to pay your permit fees again if you're rebuilding your house too. The city and the county both agreed on that.
Correct.
So that's good. But still, the cost of everything, you think you've got everything covered, and it's not. You're short $20,000-$50,000. So mm-hmm. You go down to the Catholic services, you tell them what's going on, they give you a case manager,
mm-hmm.
and then they walk you through the process to make yourself whole again.
Correct. So they walk you through the process, and the Community Foundation steps in as the funder at different points depending on the individual needs.
Now,
how do they – there's conversation in the community.
Mm-hmm.
This one got help through that process. Somebody else didn't. What are the criteria that allow you to go ahead with that process and get help?
You know, that's up to the case managers and the disaster management systems that have been set up not only within California but nationwide. So it is a tried-and-true process. It's not just a random – association, but the quicker you can call and get a case manager and get somebody on your side, the quicker you're going to be receiving services.
So sometimes it's just a matter of getting in line and then first in line, first served.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So how many people, and you've given out how much now in this year?
We've given out over $800,000.
Okay. So it's about 20% of mm-hmm. what you took in. I understand that there's been about 90 permits pulled to rebuild houses here in Redding. I'm not sure about for the county and everything. What are you finding, Carrie? What's the biggest problem so far?
Gosh, that's a hard question. It's so individual.
But if you were going to say, if somebody says, Carrie, what are you all facing? What, mm-hmm. if you could have something else to help you, what would it be?
Skilled laborers, materials, and just getting those homes up and built for those that need it.
So the biggest problem then is having the materials and the people to build the house.
The workforce. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but do you have enough people to handle those flux of people that have lost their homes or been their businesses and stuff? Do you have enough people to handle that? The paperwork.
I believe so. That takes place outside of the community foundation. We have a fantastic long-term recovery group, NorCal CRT, Community Recovery Team. Mm-hmm. So you can go to norcalcrt.org to get information for case managers and other information, or to volunteer to help us all. But I believe that through that process, which is a designated process through Cal OES, we will be able to handle all of our survivors.
We have to take a break here. I want to take a quick break because I want to come back. And it's been a while since I think when this thing first started. So it's been about a year since you've been here discussing this. And yeah, because you hear things on the street like, well, why can't I get helped? But when we come back, could you talk about why maybe people can't be helped, or have you ever even heard of a case like that? You know, just think about it. Okay. And, you know, maybe there is no case like that. There may not be what they were looking for. But anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah went into business like about a year after Linda and I did, and they have built just a fantastic business here. Any type of long gun or pistol you're looking for, gunsmiths that know what they're doing, which are always a rarity, and customer service. They pride themselves on their customer service. And veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms. Yeah, a real discount at Bastiani Arms. Head on down to 2539 Larkspur and stop in and see John, Sarah, or any of the people in there, and they're going to be able to help you out. It's the only place in town I'd buy firearms is Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back with Carrie Carancy and Trish Clark. It's 96.5. It is 69 degrees out there, going up to 91 today. We'll be right back.
Extreme Bulls, Bullfighters Only, Barrels, Chuck Wagon Races, and Kids Mutton Busting. Wednesday, May 15th, a bull riding returns to the Reading Rodeo, sponsored by Crown Motors. Opening night is wild with extreme bull riding, matching the toughest bulls with top-notch competitors. Speed and grace with women's barrel racing, insane Chuck Wagon Racing, and Kids Mutton Busting. Count on Reading Rodeo for action-packed thrills and excitement. Book your tickets for Bull Riding Rodeo and Steak Feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The Baffle and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Baffle and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The Healthy Aging Fair is an event that provides ways for seniors to stay healthy and active through health screenings, education, and resources for chronic disease management. This year's vendors will include Copper Ridge Care Center, Margie Wenham Insurance, Interim Healthcare, Traeger Stand Prosthetics and Orthotics, and Advanced Imaging. Join us at the Mount Shasta Mall on Friday, May 10th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. to benefit from these and other nonprofit resources in the community.
Bulls, Bronx, Bears.
Barrels, and the Bandit. Throw in chuck wagon races, roping, bronc riding, and kids mutton busting. It's another year of action-packed Reading Rodeo, May 15th through the 18th, as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets for bull riding, rodeo, and the annual stake feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Coors, Tri-Counties Bank, California Highway Patrol, Dignity Health, and Pendleton Whiskey.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
We built this city.
We built this city on rock and roll.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, it's the 9th of May. It's 7:50 in the morning. It is 69 degrees out there, going up to 91. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and Clyde's is bringing us this portion of the show. Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, specializing in home electronics and classic car parts, over 47 years in business. Fat Clyde and I are going to be dealing on a new TV here soon.
I just went through that process with Clyde, and the great thing about that is go in one day, have it hooked up the next.
And you know what? And then you have, like, he sold us a TV set. Must be over. It's over 10 years ago, and when, you know how the tube in the back will go out, the light. Next day, they were there, fixed it, boom, out of there, and it didn't hardly cost anything, yeah, except for the tube itself, or the light itself. Yeah. Anyway, give them a call, 221-4144. Trish and I are here with Carrie Carance of the Shasta
Regional Community Foundation.
Community Foundation. Well, you know, you're Bogart and all the pieces of paper over there, and you know, it's hard for me to read upside down. Anyway, thank you. And we're talking about this. Everybody, you know, $4.8 million was raised by your foundation. $800,000 been given out. People were wondering, well, wait a minute, why can't I get this? Why couldn't I get clothes? Blah, blah, blah. Well, you could, but the Shasta Regional Community Foundation is long-term. It's not for the immediate help. That's where you've got a number of agencies that are there. The Shasta Regional Community Foundation is, think of it as the bank that goes to these organizations that replace sewers, that replace your homes, that replace the, you know, plumbing and all this. They're the bank for that. You do not get involved directly with an individual, or do you?
No, we do not. That's the role of our local organizations. That's their wheelhouse. That's what they know and do best. And at the Community Foundation, we make grants and help connect the resources together. But on the individual level, it's really the nonprofits. And so
you would go to the North Valley Catholic Services,
correct?
Right, and then they would assign you a case manager. And those are the ones that are helping you.
Absolutely, yes. They're going to connect you with all of the other resources in the community.
Okay. But up front, if you need clothes and you need food and you need those things, you go to the to Salvation Army, and you go to the American Red Cross, and you go to ACCA down in Anderson Christian Cotton Association.
Yes.
Those are the places you go for those kind of immediate needs.
Yeah.
These are to rebuild long-term future, such as the issues that we've got going on at Keswick and Shasta with the water supply and the sewage and the whole thing. Huge issues.
Those are
that impact the whole community, and you're already on top of that.
Absolutely. Those are big-ticket items. Those are very expensive fixes for each individual property owner, especially if they have little insurance or have had no insurance. So we've already been working throughout the fall and winter to replace septic systems, to put up power poles, to replace the gravel and soil in these areas. And so with our work, and in conjunction with the Salvation Army to get this done, we funded over $330,000 already to get this done. And because that has happened, these sites are now shovel ready for homes in the construction season.
Okay. Now, one of the things, too, is that, and one of our people brought it up because they're running through this, is the cost of dirt. You know, you never think about it, but you have to replace dirt that's been, you know, that's had hazardous material on it. $25,000 to bring in dirt that I don't know if that's covered by insurance. Maybe it should be.
Well, and first off, you had to pay for them to take all of the the hazard materials and all of that had to be hauled off. Truckloads of it.
But you know what? If you took advantage, though, mm-hmm. the state had this program, cost you nothing.
Right.
You just had, they would tell you what day they would come in there. And I've talked to numerous people that had that done by the state. It was really worked. It really worked. They came in, they took it down to a foot down from the surface down to the mineral level, mm-hmm. and they did that. But what we're talking about here with Carrie and her group is how they are the bank that funds all of these other organizations to get this done. You've already spent $330,000 up in Keswick in that area to get the sewers and everything back in and septic tanks so people can now build.
Absolutely. And dirt and gravel is involved in that as well.
Yeah.
You wouldn't necessarily think dirt costs so much, but it does. It's really expensive, and that's such a critical key piece to the foundation of your home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, we used to import sand into Saudi Arabia. I'm not kidding you. I'll tell you why later. Okay, but since,
one of the things people don't understand about this area is that it's volcanic, so dirt is at a prime in a lot of places in Shasta County. Mm-hmm. All rocks.
Since 2000, the Community Foundation has awarded over $25 million in grants. So in 19 years, over $1 million a year mm-hmm. to area nonprofit organizations to help people. That's just, you know, that's phenomenal.
We're so proud of that. It's our community dollars coming through the Community Foundation for the betterment of our community. So over $25 million in almost 20 years is just a huge testament to the people who live in our area, in addition to all of the other giving they give to other nonprofits, organizations, and to their neighbors.
Now, would you say that as this goes on and on, that $4.5 million or $4.8 million may go away,
mm-hmm.
right?
Absolutely.
So you just go in and say, we need more. Is that essentially what you do?
You know, we'll reach out to our non-local funders, mm-hmm. our foundation partners outside of the area to see if they could grant some more dollars. So we saw a lot of other community foundations give to us, other private foundations and other large organizations throughout California and the U.S. Mm-hmm. So it would be our intent to seek out their grant dollars again when we need it. Because we know we will need more than 4.5.
I was going to say everybody, $4.8 million or $4.5 million is a lot of money, but it's not. When you look at it's going to cost people, it may cost, you know, they've got insurance. It could cost them another $100,000 on their home.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
That money goes quick.
It goes very fast.
Especially when you're putting in the infrastructure like you all have been doing. Wow. What would you tell people? We've only got a couple minutes left. What would you tell people, Carrie, that are still, some of them still haven't done anything. They're still in shock.
Absolutely.
What would you tell them?
You know, I would tell them this is a marathon. This is going to take some time. And we should celebrate the wonderful successes we've seen so far and the wonderful recovery we've seen, but this is going to take 3-5+ years to get our community back on its new track. And then I would also encourage anyone who either knows somebody or is the survivor themselves to really get in contact with the case managers.
Now, are the case managers?
North Valley Catholic Social Service.
Is there others?
There are 11 case managers through North Valley Catholic Social Service, and they have been trained in disaster recovery, and they are fantastic, both volunteer and paid individuals that really care about our community, care about our survivors, and want to see people on their new track.
And that's the contact point. They may not, maybe somebody's going to call with a need that isn't going to go through a caseworker, but those people are going to know exactly what the phone number is or the place you need to go to do it.
Absolutely.
Rather than you try to go out there and try to do it on your own.
I think
just
I have that.
Do that first phone call.
And I have that phone number, I believe. This is for construction of homes. Please contact case management at 247-3371. Or if you go online, it's carfire-casemanagement@nvcss.org.
Mm-hmm. Or just go to norcalcrt.org, and it will have all the links, the phone numbers, the emails, everything you might need, whether you're a survivor or you're looking to help.
Well, you know, it's fire season again.
I know.
You know, people say, well, what's left to burn? There's a lot.
There's a lot.
There's
Please
a lot.
Be careful.
And, you know, we just have to, you know, clear those areas around your houses. I know a lady that lost her home in Old Shasta, And what did she do? She turned and bought the house next door because those people did not want to live there any longer. So she bought the house that was next door because she loves living there.
Yeah.
That's the kind of fight. And she's like in her 80s. This is the kind of fighters we have here. So,
and I just absolutely got to give a shout out to the firemen. I want everybody to know that you know, they're out there all the time. Get rid of the weeds around your house.
There you go. Carrie Carancy from the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. Let's not wait a year. Let's kind of come in with regular updates on what's going on.
You bet. I'd love that. Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie, for everything you do. Hey, we've come back. We're going to be talking to the kinder college guy and Jake Mangus.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
China is taking a toll on Wall Street. The key averages are sharply lower this morning, but President Trump is offering some advice for the financial markets as trade talks are about to resume.
Whatever happens, don't worry about it. It'll all work out. You know why? It always does. Don't worry about it.
And the trade negotiations with China resume later today.
The talks come hours before the Trump administration set to sharply boost tariffs on some Chinese imports. The president's decision to raise them was a surprise, since administration officials had been suggesting negotiators were making steady progress on a deal between the world's two biggest economies. But earlier this week, the administration accused Beijing of backsliding on earlier commitments, throwing the talks into disarray. China is suggesting it will retaliate if the president moves ahead with the tariff hikes, but did not say how. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
South Korea reports that North Korea launched a couple of suspected short-range missiles this morning. It's the latest test in less than a week.
The unidentified projectile firing came hours after the North, through its state media, described its firing of rocket artillery and an apparent short-range ballistic missile on Saturday as a regular and defensive military exercise, and ridiculed South Korea for criticizing the launches. Longer-range ballistic missile tests, banned by the United Nations and seen as threatening by surrounding countries, would likely result in more sanctions.
That's correspondent Charles Deledesma. For the second month in a row, the number of illegal immigrants detained at the southern border has topped 100,000. Just over 109,000 migrants detained in April, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. And on Wall Street right now, the Dow is down about 409 points for a loss of 1.5%. The S&P off 38 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free, no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
A Montenegro court has sentenced 13 people, including two Russian Secret Service operatives, to up to 15 years in prison. They were convicted of plotting to overthrow the country's government and prevent it from joining NATO.
The court endorsed the prosecution's argument that there was a conspiracy to assassinate Montenegro's then Prime Minister, Milo Djukanovic. It said that two Russian intelligence agents had worked with Serbian nationalists and two leaders of a pro-Russian opposition party, the Democratic Front. The assassination would have taken place on Election Day in 2016. Then the new government would have blocked Montenegro's accession to NATO. The opposition has consistently refuted the charges, alleging a false flag operation to maintain Mr. Djukanovic in power. He's been in control of the country for almost 30 years.
And that's BBC correspondent Guy Delaney reporting. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Senate votes today on the confirmation of Judge Michael Park to a seat on the second U.S. Circuit Court.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says today's confirmation will prove that despite a sharp partisan divide,
this body will continue fulfilling one of its key constitutional responsibilities.
A much less rosy assessment from Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
All Leader McConnell is doing is ramming through these nominees.
Nominee Schumer insists are far outside the mainstream.
Far away from the views of most Americans and unqualified for their jobs.
Park is expected to be easily confirmed. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
In Paris, Notre Dame Cathedral's melted roof has left astronomically high levels of lead in the plaza outside and along adjacent roads. French health officials say the primary danger is lead dust that could coat surfaces of nearby homes and businesses. Get on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 394 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Good morning, everybody. It's the 9th of May. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is caring, compassion, and community. They've done so many things for this community over the last, since they've been here, but I mean in the last 6 months, they have taken many strides forward to help this community in so many different ways. We'll get Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional, will be in next Tuesday morning. We're going to talk about some of these things they've done. But I'm sitting here with one of my favorite girls,
Trish Clark. Thursday morning. I love Thursday mornings. And it's going to be a hot one today. We're going to go up to 91 degrees, a low of 62 this evening. Tomorrow, a high of 91 and a low of 59. On Saturday, still sunny and a high of 91 again. Low of 62 on Sunday, a high of 89, low of 61. Looking like next week, what's that?
It just means it's 72 right now.
Oh.
I was just helping. Very confusing, though, the way I did it. I'm
sorry.
It actually
was.
Don't pay attention to that.
You know
why?
One.
Because we have realized that the sun is shining directly on that.
And that's,
and it reflects.
That's why it gets fast so
that's
hot
why it gets
so
hot
quick.
So
it's
fast.
Actually 72 degrees as we speak,
right.
But we're going to get 91 today.
There you go.
There we go. Okay. Well, the weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Hey, Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing us this segment here. You know what? When you go to Cornerstone Community Bank, not only is it community-oriented, but it's your friends and neighbors running the place. Jeff Fink and all of his people there just want one thing. They want to move your dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Now, I am here with a gentleman I've met before, but I didn't realize
how brave he was.
How the tenacity, the courage, the ability to chase 1,400 screaming cats at the same time. His name is Brad Williams. He's Director of Financial Aid Services for College Options Program. Jake Mangus also is here with us, the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, and Jake has been on our show many times. But Brad's here for a specific reason. I get press releases all the time, and most of them, I look at them, and okay. But this one was for the Kinder College Day 2019. And this is where 1,400 kindergartners are taken from downtown Reading, put in buses, taken out to Simpson University, and then they go from spot to spot to listen to different businessmen and women talking about what they do. Did I capture that okay?
You got it. Yeah, you got it.
Brad.
It's an invasion.
1,400 kindergartners. I mean, how do you do that?
It's a fun day. It's a fun day.
You got to have a long rope. I mean, yeah.
You know, we rely a lot on the teachers, of course, and they bring a lot of parents come, a lot of grandparents come.
Okay.
Along with the kids.
What is the purpose of Kinder College?
It's to expose the youngest among us to what might be available to them as a career in our community. Never too young to introduce the idea of a career to them, what it might take in terms of education. We want to emphasize to them, get good grades while you're in school, finish high school, and then we ask the presenters, there are 60 presenters that will be there tomorrow morning, we ask the presenters to tell them what they do in their job and what kind of education they might have needed post high school. And if they wear a uniform to work, wear it tomorrow. Wear it out there and let the kids know.
Do we include is it military included in this? Plumbers and all different types of techs?
So we get all kind of people coming out. What the kids really like, of course, are people that have big equipment. So we got REU coming with a bucket truck. We got our PD coming with a car, our CHP with a car, RFD with a fire truck, uniforms, those kind of things. But you name it, all across the spectrum of the business community in Reading, they're coming out to help, we are very, very grateful. We could not do this event without having presenters. I mean, they are the people that are making the case to the 1,400 kindergartners. Jake represents the chamber. He's here with me today. He's also the chairman of the board of College Options. That's why he's sitting in with us.
Yeah, I want to talk about that as we go on. Yeah. Now, you gave me the book.
Yeah, it's the playbook.
This is the playbook. Now, as I told him when we were talking, I've moved 2,500 Marines and sailors. Put them on 5 ships in San Diego. I've moved them to the Philippines, to Korea, back to the Philippines, to Thailand, to Philippines, to Hong Kong, back to Hawaii and back. And this was a 6-month tour.
Never lost anybody.
Never lost anybody. Never lost anybody. And his playbook looks similar to ours. You don't have, and you even have helicopters. We had helicopters. You have helicopters. Now, I'm looking at the day of event schedule. That it starts at 8:00, but that's when all the event staff arrive.
Right.
And then it goes through here. Check in with this. Land area set up. Unlocked building doors. Each station labeled with colored number signs. Presenter check in. Check in men as they arrive. Give them their presenter bag. Is that like a bling bag for being there?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Yes. And their instructions for the day.
Campus safety person deployed on Simpson Boulevard near the flag area to give instructions to buses. Bus greeters at 2 drop-off locations. Greet students and give bus drivers their campus departure instructions. Stay in your land area. Help presenters get settled. Teacher check-in. Check in teachers' class at schools as they arrive. Give teachers their teacher bags. A little bling bag?
I think it has to say like 0900 hours.
Bling bag.
It says 0830 to 0940.
Every kid gets a string bag that they can carry around because they can put all their swag in that they pick up on the day.
There you go. 9 a.m., 0900. Begin music playing in welcome area. At 9:30, snack bags distributed to each presenter.
Gotta feed them. 8:45
to now this one. I'm sorry, tennis. He goes 9:45 to tennis. Opening welcome remarks, including a helicopter hover and flyby, and if being welcome area with colored flag. And then after this just goes on and on. Do you have your after snack break? You have the after event. You have where's Henry?
I appreciate the detail of your looking at this, Carl.
Oh, no.
You're this. Next year, you're the guy.
Hey, I'm telling you what. I understand this. If you have this book, I could probably next year do this with this type of book because this is why we do turnover files.
Yeah.
And we do standard operating procedures. So if something happens to somebody, which happens regularly in the in combat, you've got somebody there and you've got something to go back to and say, okay, what did we do during this time period?
Are we in the plan and how do we move forward?
Talks about this. After the third presentation, students stay at the current location and have 10 minutes-ish for a snack break. They're in the Golden Valley Bank marked bags at each presenter station.
That's when you're dealing with 1,400 kindergartners, you've got to do an itch.
You know what? You've got maps. You've got diagrams. You've got color. You've got color coordinated, which is the only way to do it. Blue 10, yellow 5, orange 4, fire for effect.
You mentioned Golden Valley. Can I mention our sponsors?
Sure.
Carl, we can't do this without our sponsors. College Options, of course, First 5 Shasta, Golden Valley Bank, Institute of Technology, McConnell Foundation, Rechire Shasta, Simpson University, Snow Mountain, Springwater, and Tri-Counties Bank. We're very, very grateful to our sponsors. Help make this happen.
I see.
Is this something new in the community?
This has been going on for, I think this is maybe the 12th year. This would be my third year of doing it.
I've never heard of this.
Isn't this something?
Yeah.
Okay, you have different organizations, 511 Enterprises, an author, and an illustrator.
Yeah.
How wonderful is that?
Yeah.
Better On. I'm not even sure what that is.
That's a chamber member?
That is, yes. Linda Fitzgerald. She will help you to elevate your game in a business sense and professional sense.
I understand Caltrans is going to be there, California Conservation Corps, Haven Humane, Mark Story, Institute of Technology with the different classes they have there, anywhere from HVAC, which, by the way, talk to any of the HVAC companies right now, and they are looking.
Oh,
they always are looking for people. You know, when you just made the announcement that we've got 1.5 million more jobs than we have people in the workforce, I mean, one, that's really good.
Sure.
On the other hand, that becomes a problem.
Yeah, limitation to growth.
You've got people there from credit unions. You've got there from financial institutions or financial advisors.
Right.
Chamber of Commerce, Electric Utilities, Shasta College, CARES, Shasta County's there, Shasta Solutions, Sierra Pacific Industries. I bet that's interesting to hear what they're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all bringing things like electricity and vehicle. Or is that what they need?
That's what they're bringing.
Okay.
Carl, why don't we take a break?
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and talk more about those presenters.
How do you line up the presenters and and what do you take from this?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm doing all the talking here because I think people need to know is that this isn't just let's just go grab the kids and take them out there. There's a lot of things. And what do the kids get from this?
Yeah.
I'm here with Brad Williams, who is running the Kinder College Day 2019, 1,400 kindergartners out to Simpson University, and God bless Simpson University. He's also the director of financial aid services for College Options. We're going to talk about that. We have time to do all that. And, of course, Jake Mangus, CEO of Haven Humane. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Only watch repairmen in Reading. Great prices. They will help you on anything. Trisha's places to go to.
Like a candy store.
I think it should be on things to visit. Places to visit.
Absolutely.
Reading. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Extreme Bulls, Bullfighters Only, Barrels, Chuck Wagon Races, and Kids Mutton Busting. Wednesday, May 15th, the bull riding returns to the Reading Rodeo, sponsored by Crown Motors. Opening night is wild with extreme bull riding, matching the toughest bulls with top-notch competitors. Speed and grace with women's barrel racing, insane Chuck Wagon Racing, and Kids Mutton Busting. Count on Reading Rodeo for action-packed thrills and excitement. Book your tickets for Bull Riding Rodeo and Steak Feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Look at Brian Dolly's record in Sacramento. Dolly voted for amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens, granting them all the rights of citizenship, even though they break our laws. And Dolly voted against President Trump's border security plan. Brian Dolly even praises the liberal assembly speaker from Los Angeles, the leading advocate for sanctuary laws. Living in Sacramento has changed Brian Dolly. Now he's part of the problem.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Bulls, Bronx, Barrels, and the Bandit. Throw in chuck wagon races, roping, bronc riding, and kids mutton busting. It's another year of action-packed Reading Rodeo, May 15th through the 18th, as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets for bull riding, rodeo, and the annual stake feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Coors, Tri-Counties Bank, California Highway Patrol, Dignity Health, and Pendleton Whiskey.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio right here at KCNR. Today's the 9th of May. It is about 73 degrees, going up to 91 today. In this portion of the show, brought to you by SST Oil, Shasta Siskiyou Transport. Been in the business for 52 years. Think about that. In this city, 52 years, continues to grow. They operate by transporting oil, gas, kerosene, fuel, all different types of things. And during the fires, if you'd been out on the fire lines, you'd have seen SST Oil. They were pushing all the diesel out there and gasoline they needed for generators for the firefighters. They were running 24 hours a day, just like our firefighters were. They've also done something. They have something called a CFN. It's a fuel card that's good in 59,000 different places in the United States. I've used it in many states and in places that you wouldn't think you could get gas anywhere, and this card works. So give them a call at 241-1167. They are always looking for good people. It's an employee-owned company. And if you are a driver and you want a great job, give them a call. I'm here with Brad Williams, who is he's heading up the Kinder College Day, which takes 1,400 kindergartners, takes them out to Simpson University, and brings back 1,400 kindergarten students.
Everyone.
Everyone. Yeah. Now, there have been reports that they've left teachers laying on the ground out there, but I'm not sure. Not true. Okay. Not true. But he's also director of financial aid services for the college options, general assistance for our kids going to college. So, yes. Now, quickly tell everybody this, just because people come in and they check in various times during the day. What exactly does the Kinder College day do?
So we're trying to introduce kindergarten students to what might be potential for them as a job or a career. And we think it's never too early for them to be thinking about that. Their parents will be there with them as well. They can be thinking about what might be available to their child, to their son or their daughter. Whether that be, we hope that they'll be able to find a job in the Reading area or in Shasta County and go get some education if they need it, mm-hmm. a certificate, a degree, an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, whatever they might need, and bring that back to serve our community. So we're trying to grow our own in some ways and help our community in that regard.
And plant that original seed.
Plant that seed. So they can be thinking about something.
You'd be surprised. Yeah. I remember when I was in first grade, probably, they came in from a train, you know, one of the train companies, whichever train company that was. And they gave a little talk to our class. And then they gave us a little bling basket with things about rail, you know,
swag bag.
About train, the swag bag and all this. For years, I thought I wanted to be a train engineer.
Yep. Yeah.
So I can imagine when these kids come out there. Now, my grandson had this thing about trucks. He was going to be a garbage truck driver, mm-hmm. For years. Mm-hmm. He may still be wanting to do that. Mm-hmm. But this is something that you'd be surprised how their minds, because they're just like little sponges at this point, how it can absorb something, and it just kind of stays with them.
Yeah, we want them to be thinking about what their potential may be, right? Yeah. And so that they've got a goal, and they know that they need to get an education to be able to get to that goal. So hopefully it inspires them through mm-hmm. kindergarten and high school
and open up the possibility, because there's more things than doctors and lawyers and policemen and firemen.
Right.
There's such an array of needed, right. as we're talking in the community right now, say electricians, plumbers, air conditioning people, car mechanics, all kinds of things that make up a community
yeah.
that we're sadly lacking in.
Yeah, and we all rely on them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We are such a shortage of them.
Yeah.
You know, there isn't a truck company in this town, transport company in this town, that couldn't use more drivers.
Mm-hmm.
With all the taking away of all of the ash and trash and materials from these fires, from just moving things. And there's a nationwide shortage there, and equipment repair. I don't know how many times people were talking, and you know what, I can really use a mechanic. And we're trying to expand because we just, you know, the need's there.
Try to get a generator repaired in Shasta County.
Or try to build a house. And when you've got, how many framers do you have? You know, so all these things, this is why the cost has gone up. You know, everybody has insurance in their homes.
Right.
The cost has gone up dramatically because, one, the cost of materials, but the cost of labor.
Mm-hmm.
And then just being able to get somebody there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a kindergarten. I truly believe, some of those little kids are going to see something.
Yeah.
And then 18 years from then,
yeah.
they're going to be graduating from college doing that.
Yeah.
And some of them are going to be going on to other degrees.
Yeah, we believe that too. We hope it inspires them.
So, Jake, you're sitting there very quiet. You've certainly got something to add to this conversation. I can't believe we've been going this long, and we haven't heard from Jake yet.
Well, he did point out we had 1 minute left before the break.
See, I just...
He's part of this.
Brad has been doing so much work on this. He's the board chair of the Chamber of Commerce Board, and so there's a really great tie-in with workforce development and college and career training that really is the focus of College Options. I mean, College Options as an organization provides free... consultative help for students and their parents and other, you know, caregivers and so on to find out how can you make the financial aid system work for you to get college and career training access to more kids and to get students and have them thinking about it. So when I think about what the biggest needs are right now in the business community, certainly workforce is the number one challenge. That's what we heard from the business confidence survey that we just conducted. So for myself as the board chair of College Options and Brad as the board chair of the Chamber of Commerce, it's a really symbiotic relationship because we know if we can start them early in this community thinking about doing something after high school, whether it's college or career training, it's going to be a good thing for our business community ultimately.
You know, Jake, I have to tell you that because I remember a conference, it's got to be 20 years ago and a bunch of it. And I came out and said, well, not everybody needs to go to college. We need to start talking more about career. There were several people at that table who just wanted to run me out of the room. We kind of concentrated on that whole, everybody's got to go to college. Everybody's got to go to college. I think now it's kind of turned around on us. We realize that, whoops. We made a mistake. We have got to do some career training. I had a gentleman in my house yesterday, which brings me to this. He started as an apprentice with a carpenter when he was right out of high school. He's now got his own business and makes handcrafted cabinets. But that's one of those things. Try to get some really good carpentry work, fine detail. They're hard to come by now.
It's a great example of, I call them blue-collar scholars.
Absolutely.
And if we know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel and that tunnel's not as long, going through a career training course, there's a great paying job there at the end of that tunnel. And chances are that person is going to stay in our local community and make a difference. I think for me and for the chamber and our local business community, that makes a huge difference. Touring the Shasta College efforts in workforce development, whether it be the heavy equipment, diesel program out there, welding, advanced manufacturing, all of those things, there's a pipeline to local companies through these organizations and institutions, and it's very encouraging to me and something we've got to push. That's what we keep hearing. I mean, even beyond public safety and all of this stuff, it's workforce. That's the biggest challenge.
And I'm delighted to hear that because, as you indicate, that keeps our young people in our community. Instead of them going off for a 4-year college someplace else and never coming back.
But you're right about Kinder College. When you get out to Simpson University and you see Brad orchestrating this thing, and he's got his walkie-talkie on his hip,
here, I see.
And he's ready to go. You know, it's taken a lot to get, I'm sure, to this point with this binder that you see so comprehensive and everything. But
how many binders like this do you have?
Really impressive.
18.
You have 18 of these binders.
Yeah, we got a team that's helping us. Nine of us started in January to put this together, and then when the day comes closer together, we need more people to actually have.
Oh, absolutely.
Boots on the ground.
Well, this really looks great. And, you know, we would love to do this next year. And I'd love to do a remote from there from 7 to 9. Then from 9 till 10 at least, probably longer, we'll just stay on the air. And that way we can bring these kids on. They'll be able to hear themselves on the radio,
That'd
too.
Be awesome.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
That way they can, you know, we'll bring speakers out there.
Oh, that'd be great.
We'd love it.
Even though there's a little delay.
I want to do that remote with you.
Oh, we'll have a great time out there. Now, Jake, the impact on keeping kids here. Now let's shift up like 12 years in from there. And let's talk about that as soon as we get back from this break, though. But the impact on this, and then wanting to keep our kids here, okay, they graduated from high school. They're going to go off to college, but we want them back here. Ideally, we'd have the University of California Redding campus. I mean, that's ideal.
Sure.
That's not going to happen, at least not in the near future. So, your thoughts on this, what this does to be able to bring our kids back, okay, as soon as we get back.
Sounds great.
This portion of the show brought to you by friends from Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, as I've told you many times, is the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Organization, fully accredited chest pain center. A close friend of ours has gone in there, and they have just given him just tremendous, tremendous service and health care for his heart and for the things that are bothering him right now. Specialists in emergency care, they pride themselves on their average wait time in an emergency room is 30 minutes or less. And you think about that. 30 minutes or less. How many times have you gone to an emergency room or seen an emergency room that people got in there in 30 minutes from the time they walked through the door? That's all Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:31 in the morning. Our guests are Brad Williams, who is the Director of Financial Aid Services for the College Options Program, but he is the man in charge of the Kinder College Day where they move 1,400 kindergartners out to Simpson University, and Jake Mangus, who's just so happy he's not the guy. We'll be right back.
Amen.
Extreme Bulls, Bullfighters Only, Barrels, Chuck Wagon Races, and Kids Mutton Busting. Wednesday, May 15th, a bull riding returns to the Reading Rodeo sponsored by Crown Motors. Opening night is wild with extreme bull riding, matching the toughest bulls with top-notch competitors. Speed and grace with women's barrel racing, insane Chuck Wagon Racing, and Kids Mutton Busting. Count on Reading Rodeo for action-packed thrills and excitement. Book your tickets for Bull Riding Rodeo and Steak Feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at RedingRancheria.com.
Bulls, Bronx, Barrels, and the Bandit. Throw in chuck wagon races, roping, bronc riding, and kids mutton busting. It's another year of action-packed Redding Rodeo, May 15th through the 18th, as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets for bull riding, rodeo, and the annual stake feed at RedingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Coors, Tri-Counties Bank, California Highway Patrol, Dignity Health, and Pendleton Whiskey.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Round and round, round and round, the wheels on the bus go round and round, all through the town.
Y'all can't hear this, but it's the people on the bus go up and down, round and round. That's good. How do you find these things, Sue?
I'm creative.
Yes, you are. Hey, welcome
perfect,
back to Free Fire Radio.
Song for our topic.
Yeah, it is. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And we're here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, and Brad Williams, who is the director of the board of the Chamber of Commerce. Is that right?
The chair of the board of directors.
Okay.
For 1 year with Jake. Yep. Hanging out with Jake all year.
Oh, wow. A
lot of Jake time.
But Brad is also director of the Financial Aid Services for College Options. We'll talk about that. But he's also the guy that puts 1,400 kindergartners on buses and takes them out to Simpson University.
I think it's 1,460, actually.
Yeah. Thank you, Jake. Yeah,
and as long as you come back with 1,460
we need them all.
Of the same kids.
We need them all.
I mean, you know, you come back with a guy that he doesn't have a shirt on, and you go, well, my name's Henry. So you call for Henry. Here I am. Okay, and we've talked about why we do that and how this kind of sets up kids from an early age, and you have all different types of jobs there. So it's not like I'm just a doctor. No, you've got all different. Are you, you're an electrician, everything. Okay. And so my question to Jake is, so these kids are in kindergarten, so, so let's just say 12 years later, they're leaving. Or they're graduating from school, let's say. What do we need to do? Okay, and let's think of that 12 years from now. What do we need to do to have those kids stay here or come back here?
Well, I think a big piece is what this event and what we're trying to do next week with another event that in some ways complements this one. It's keeping the awareness and building the culture of expectation in our community that we want to see our students, our kids make that choice to do something after high school with the direct connection between that decision and the future employment opportunity that presents. I think for the Chamber of Commerce, it begins with economic opportunity, jobs, and whether that's creating your own job or wanting to work for someone else, having that opportunity is number one to retaining people in this community and attracting them here. I think, though, a close second gets into those quality of life discussions about, people are going to want to live in a place, to want to work in a place, and the more we can do to own a positive story about our community internally and also push that out into the external so that people are attracted to our area for all the natural beauty. And also, our greatest asset being really the quality of the people here, that being what keeps you engaged. I know that's what's been a big piece for me and a motivator is the people that I encounter at the grocery store and all those kinds of things that you hear about, you know, the quality of people to just hold the door open for you, the smiles you get. Go ahead and, you know,
I've heard people say that
the
they come from other areas.
You know what I mean?
And they and people here, they say, are genuinely friendly.
Friendly.
You know,
friendly.
You know, they look like, you know, look. But then again, I was in New York. I had my little map out. Linda and I had our little map out looking for this one place. We had two people stop by, and both of them gave us the correct directions to how to get to this place. So I don't know if you know, we can just say big cities aren't like that, but I know a lot of people will come here that people – have a, I guess, have a tendency maybe to keep to themselves. But here in Reading, we're, you know, I've stopped people, but I've seen people out there before, and we start talking to them.
We have a lot of opportunities that we can do with these programs starting at the kindergarten age, but I think we need an emphasis of bringing that to the kids at the schools on a regular basis, career opportunities, people coming in to talk about choices rather than push everybody into a four-year college or a certain, you know, let them know. Certainly the Builders Exchange has got some programs going. The college out there has got the whole career orientation, because we really need them in our community. We're a perfect example of what's happening across the United States, where we've got more jobs available than we have people to fill them.
That's a
turnaround.
That's a great point, and makes me think of an organization that's in the community called Rechire Shasta, made up of educators, business people all across the community. Jake's been a part of that. I'm a part of that. And their tagline is every option for every student. So it really speaks to what you're talking
about.
Exactly. Trish. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about it is that, you know, we see things that are happening. We want people to stay here or come back here, and it's going to take business. It's going to take all those things. And we've got to be thinking of a 12-year plan. You know, where are we at in 12 years? Too often, I think that our city leaders and state and government leaders, I should just say city government, they go from project to project. So where's that 10-year plan? You know, this is our 10-year spending plan. You know, we might be budgeting it, but, you know, but what are we doing to make sure, like, right now, the growth in downtown Reading continues to grow? I see them looking at this thing about raising fees.
Correct.
High. I mean, like doubling.
Yes.
To like in the thousands for businesses wanting to put up a building, for people building a house, for people putting in a water heater, raising the fees and all this. When I see this, I'm thinking is that they know that, you know, they're going to have a tough time with taxes. So what they're going to do is taxes via fees, and it's going to be impacting on people. And I'm thinking
and
is
that,
that this is. But this is part of that thing that we as business leaders have got to be looking at and saying, is this the best way to move forward on this?
And how to balance between the need for the public safety, which is where they're going at for the fees, because certainly, to your point, Jake, about quality of life, kids are not going to return to a community that they don't feel safe in and have a great lifestyle. They're not going to want to raise their family here. What? So there's a balance between how much do you pay for the building fees and what have you, to get what effect with your public safety.
That's true. I think that's a great point. And as a longtime elected official, you know how difficult it is to balance these decisions.
Establish priorities.
So I look at the city council decision that they've had to make, and you know, it's a difficult one. I mean, certainly you're not going to say no to the neighborhood police unit and the three firefighter positions. But how are we going to come up with the money? And then the lion's share, the $800,000, has been recommended that it come from the building and planning department.
So they have already raised all of that for the then you have the $5 million soccer field, which they're going to find somehow how to do it. But at the same time, well, we're going to find this money and we're going to by raising fees. And now they're talking about raising fees again. It's like giving a raise to a highly paid city official and then giving them a raise 6 months later, like they're in the process of doing right now. I mean, how do you do that?
Establishing priorities. You want great footpaths all over the place for people to walk on and parks and all those things.
Of course.
What good are those parks going to do you, though, if you're not safe to be in them?
True.
So you establish a priority. Yep. First, you have the public safety wing mm-hmm. of it. You get the community tied down. Then you create the parks that you can go and be safe in.
I kind of look in the mirror with this stuff because you think the way that we're organized in Reading is we don't have an elected mayor that has a sustaining
the thought process. You know, maybe is tied.
It's, I think that
for a charter city.
You look at the city manager. Oftentimes has in Reading anyway. A great influence on the direction of the city going
forward.
And is
unaccountable to anybody but the council.
And that council turns over and that mayor changes year after year. So what should the chamber be doing to be that source of visioning into the future and having
maybe,
influence?
Maybe you just said.
That's
which they can ignore.
That's, maybe you just said the courts that needs to go.
I'm looking at a charter city. I really am. I'm thinking is that maybe it's time for us to do that. So you have an elected leader. That has the vision. It takes the vision from people and then just pushes it through.
And someone you can hold accountable.
Ideally, you'd like to see public and private sector marching to the same beat, moving forward together and all that. So that's what we strive for, that's for sure.
Well, from the Chamber's perspective, we'd love to see the city of Reading known to be the most business-friendly city in California. That's what we'd
right
love to see.
Right now it's Anderson.
Well, that's what, that's what we'd love to see.
Hey, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, so or the Anderson. There you go.
We're going to take a break. We'll take it. We're going to take a break here. Trish Clark and I are here with Jake Mangus.
It's a good time
CEO
for a break.
CEO of Chamber of Commerce and Brad Williams, who is. We want to talk about the College Options Program too, but he's also the one that's in charge of the kindergarten college group of 1,400. I keep saying this 1,400 kindergartners out heading out next week.
Mind-boggling.
When's it going to be?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. And being introduced to all these different types of occupations, and I truly believe some of them are going to get something in their little heads, and they're going to stick with this until they graduate, and this is going to be something they're going to do, and their whole life is going to be, you know, hey, I want to do that. Maybe it's swing a hammer. Maybe it is, work on electric lines, or maybe it is be a doctor. But they're going to see all that stuff, and I think it's great. So we're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Whether you are you have a lot of hair or less hair, it's a great place to go to. Anyway, it's Man's Last Stronghold. It's a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 244-9478 for appointments. So you just walk in and walk out. We'll be right back with Brad Williams and Jake Mangus.
Extreme Bulls, Bullfighters Only, Barrels, Chuck Wagon Races, and Kids Mutton Busting. Wednesday, May 15th, a bull riding returns to the Reading Rodeo sponsored by Crown Motors. Opening night is wild with extreme bull riding, matching the toughest bulls with top-notch competitors. Speed and grace with women's barrel racing, insane Chuck Wagon Racing, and Kids Mutton Busting. Count on Reading Rodeo for action-packed thrills and excitement. Book your tickets for Bull Riding Rodeo and Steak Feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Reading. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Reading.
Black Bear feels like home.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Cleary's Restaurant has an important question.
Have you made your reservations for Mother's Day yet? Well, why not? We'll be open for Mother's Day serving brunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Chef Les has created a delicious menu, starting with a fresh fruit parfait and house-baked scones, followed by your choice of a plated brunch. Crab cakes egg benedict, blackberry oatmeal pancakes, and house-made corned beef hash, just to mention a few. Are you drooling yet? We'll be open for dinner as well from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m.
Cleary's Restaurant at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 241-4535 for your Mother's Day reservations.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Bulls, Bronx, Barrels, and the Bandit. Throw in chuck wagon races, roping, bronc riding, and kids mutton busting. It's another year of action-packed Reading Rodeo, May 15th through the 18th, as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets for bull riding, rodeo, and the annual stake feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Coors, Tri-Counties Bank, California Highway Patrol, Dignity Health, and Pendleton Whiskey.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. It is the 9th of May. It is 8:50 in the morning, and let's just look at the weather and see how hot it is. It
74
is
degrees.
74 degrees.
Well, going to be 91.
Yeah, and we're going to be 92 tomorrow, 91. It's going to be a beautiful weekend for getting ready for rodeo next week, and that's going to be great.
Well, this weekend's coming up is the Cottonwood Rodeo.
Cottonwood Rodeo, that's right.
That's the kind of kickoff, Mother's Day weekend, Little Kitties Parade on Saturday. Great time to be down in South County.
Hey, I'm here with Brad Williams, who is the chairman of the board of directors for city for the Chamber of Commerce, and Jake Mangus, who is the, of course, the CEO of it. And we're here talking.
I work
about,
at Brad's pleasure, that's how it works.
And he has said to me before that one more time. But he's also in charge of this kinder college thing, taking kids to Simpson University, 1,400 kindergartners. But I'm looking through your playbook here, frankly, I could, or Trish could, or Jake could kind of step in next year if Brad says that's it.
My name off that list.
Yeah. It's open, guys. It's open.
You have given me.
That's a great book.
A great way. It says tips for talking to kindergarten students. Well, I'm going to change this. Tips for talking to politicians. And this, talk to them about the big picture. Use simple language. Too much detail or technical language might lose them. Ask them questions and solicit their input. But you want to relate their work to things and ideas which they are familiar with, such as, well, I'm not sure what they're familiar with. But you've got anything there is like ask them if they already know something about what they're doing. And if you can show them things like, this is a budget. What's a budget do? If they can touch it, taste it, or smell it, best of all, let them do it. That's what I'm – here's the budget. Here's what happens when you put too much – you try to take too much money from the people. You turn the page, and there's like a pitchfork in a bonfire right there. And you could say, emphasize the importance of reading the things in front of them before they vote on it. The visuals and all that. And remember, if you have five politicians in the same room and you ask a question, be prepared for five different answers. Use humor.
Done.
And most importantly, have fun. I'm just taking this, I'm putting it up on the wall. I'm sorry, I'm stealing this copy of this.
It's all yours.
How to talk to politicians. Boom. Right there. What's the College Options program, Brad, while we got you here?
Yeah, College Options offers free services to five counties in the North State, and Chester County obviously being one of them. career services, academic preparation services, and financial aid services primarily. And we go out into high schools and talk to families about what's available to help them prepare for the post high school careers, what they might need. What they might want to do. I'm out in the fall, which is typically financial aid season, and I'm making presentations about financial aid all over our 5-county region. If you can name a high school in the county.
Is there a lot of financial aid out there that's not used?
I've always heard there's rumors about that. There's some. The biggest issue is having people file the FAFSA, which is the free application for federal student aid. File that application, and the federal government will help the process of determining if you're eligible for financial aid. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who are eligible, a lot of kids who are eligible, haven't filed the FAFSA. They're not going to get that aid. So federal government gives out over $120 billion of financial aid in a year. State of California, $2.2 billion of aid goes to our students, mostly through the Cal Grant. You need to fill out a FAFSA to be able to reap that information. We're trying to help families in the North State understand how they can maximize their potential for financial aid and help them understand how the financial aid process, which is confusing, intimidating. Mothers will talk to me occasionally and say, I can't sleep because I know I got to fill out this FAFSA. I'm afraid I'm going to get something wrong. And they think their child's life is in peril for the rest of their life. That's not totally true, but I get it. It's very important.
But it is. It could be true.
It's very important.
If you do it right, you end up with a college degree and debt that you can't live with for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And then there's a way not to do that and still get a college education.
Yes, there is. There's $1.5 billion of financial aid debt out there right now, and we want our North State families to not participate in that, or as little as possible. It's a choice family by family, but we also want them to make wise choices on what's available with regard to loans, if they need to take loans. And we can tell them about that, too.
I had two emergency room physicians in here talking about their job, but we're talking about their idea on how to help with this tuition debt they have, because they each of them had like $250,000, mm-hmm. By the time
Absolutely.
They finished school.
Yep.
He said, you know what? He says, we want to pay it. He says, but why don't you just treat this like a mortgage? In other words, you can write the interest off your taxes mm-hmm. like you do
sure.
your home. And, you're getting paid back. And it allows them to do something like this, but you can't. Right now you can't deduct that.
Right.
And to me, that seems like a simple idea that the government's not losing money.
Just like Freddie or Fannie, you know.
Yeah. And, so.
Of course, the other thing is, back to the budget,
right.
you could really take a look at overhauling the whole system, the education system, put the education system back to the states where it belongs, get the federal government out of it entirely, which would free up billions of dollars, and put it back. Because if you look at our Constitution, education is not one of those things that the federal government is supposed to be involved. Just saying.
Well, the other thing, too, is from what I understand, and I could be wrong, and Brad, you're the expert on this, is that the rise and the rapid rise of tuition and the cost happened about the same time the feds got into this. Is that right? I've always heard that.
Well, that's a great point. It's something actually referred to in the industry as the Bennett hypothesis. William Bennett, when he was the Secretary of Education years ago, came up with this theory that as the government gives loans, gives aid, the more they pump in, the higher the tuition gets.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of debate about that. Most people in higher education would say that hasn't proved out to be true. There's been a lot of studies done with that regard.
Okay.
It seems to make some sense, but most people would say it's actually not an accurate assessment.
Okay.
The reality is, if you weren't spending all of the money that you're spending on the bureaucracy of education at the federal level, that would translate to dollars that could actually be put into the classroom and salaries at there's billions of dollars out there
sure.
that don't need to be there at the federal level.
And see where Sacramento is saying is that they're getting ready to lay off 112 people, something like 90 teachers. Did you just see that in the paper mm-hmm. yesterday?
No.
Yeah. Hey, I just want everybody to know this, that if you give us a call at 605-4567, you're going to be able to score two tickets to the pancake breakfast. 605-4567. Call us now, and we've got your tickets right here at 1326 Market Street. Okay. Hey, I'd really like to thank Brad Williams, who is here from the College Options, but he's also the gentleman in charge of this Kinder College Day 2019, the College Options Planning Guide. which takes 1,400 kindergartners, takes them out to Simpson University, has 60 presenters. It's color-coded. It's down to the last minute, except sometimes it's ish. But you're talking kindergartners.
Kindergartners.
Do you put a little chip on each one of these kids so that they have to come through, that it comes back and the computer keeps track of them?
Well, the kindergarten teachers will be there with their aides and with their parents, so they're going to watch them all.
You've always brought back the same amount.
Everyone gets back to the right school.
There you go.
No child left behind.
Let me tell you, 2,500 Marines, and I could never say that for sure, that we were going to get all the Marines and sailors. We always got them back on the ships. Couple times they were on the wrong ship,
right.
I think it had to do with
sailor.
It's a sailor with major amounts, copious amounts of alcohol in. And Bill, you won the two tickets to the 66th annual pancake breakfast. We're going to be giving away more here over the next few days too. So thanks a lot, you two, Jake Mangus,
appreciate it,
Brad Williams, for being here today. I didn't think this was going to be an hour, but it turned out to be.
Thanks for having us.
Very generous. Thank you.
And next week we're going to talk about something that's going to happen too, where you all are going to be recognizing kids are graduating from high school.
Yeah, it's called College and Career Signing Day.
We're going to talk about that Monday. All right, everybody. Come on down to the Shasta Mall tomorrow, because Linda and I'll be there at the Healthy Aging Fair doing a remote and talking to a lot of people down there. So come on by. This is Carl and Linda. Well, it's Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical.